Miss Goss.
During this whole little unit, we've talked about four different kinds of writing. Description, which you wrote at the beginning, argumentation, remember all those things about such and such is better than such and such. You've been writing this last week or so, narration, writing stories. I want you to write some exposition these last three or four times. Now, most expository writing is like the essay-type things that you wrote. Now, don't panic. I'm not going to assign you to write another essay. The essays that I had you do were mainly under argumentation. I wanted you to argue a point to prove to me one thing or another. Okay? Exposition, when you're writing exposition, you're exposing something. You're revealing something. Right? You're just coming to a point and you're saying, this is how it is, folks. You have a point, you want to prove it. This is what the world is like. The sky is blue. You're not trying to argue anything necessarily, not necessarily trying to prove a point, although a lot of expository writing, by saying, this is how it is, says, this is how I see it, and this is what reality is to me, and in so doing, they're arguing that this is the truth, basically, all right? So I'm going to give you some, we talked about ways of organizing your description. Organize it by space, organize it by time, argument, organize it by points, narration. You're telling your story, you can either tell it chronologically or do a flashback or however you want. Exposition, a lot of time you can organize by listing examples. Right. Grass is green. The grass in front of Pock is green. The grass out on the Campbellfield is green. The grass back in the United States is green. See, you're organizing it by listing examples. Now, this is obviously very simplified. Your examples could be as much as a paragraph long in themselves. Right? Each different example could be listed that way. For example, if I can find, I don't know if I read to you specifications of a hero. Specifications for a hero. He starts out by saying, in our town, as in most towns, everybody had two names. The one his parents had given him, guys. In our town, as in most towns, everyone had two names. The one his parents had given him and the one the community chose to call him by. Our nicknames were an expression of folk culture. They were descriptive, more descriptive than honorific. If you were underweight, you were called skinny or slim or sliver. If overweight, fat or chubby. If left-handed, lefty. If spectacled, four eyes. If your father was a minister, you were the preacher's kid. According to the condition and color of your hair, you were whitey, blacky, red, rusty, baldy, fuzzy, or pinky.
Lefty, rusty,
if you had a habit of walking girls in the brush at night, you were known as town bully or TB. And if you were small for your age, as I was, you were the runt or peewee. Okay. The revelation of your shape at the town swimming pool by the footbridge could tag you for life with the label bird legs. The man who was for a while ran one of our two grocery stores was universally known as Jew Meyer. Okay, so you see what he's done is give you a list of examples. First he says, this is the way it was in our town. Everybody had two names, and he tells you all the names. All right? He goes on, the whole thing is about specification for a hero, telling what heroes had to have. One was a good nickname. He didn't. Another thing that a hero had to have was the right kind of work. Heroes had to do this. Heroes had to do that. And he gave an example of what a hero had to do, and then he showed how he didn't have it, okay, throughout the whole thing. So that's his whole point. And what he does then is just go through giving examples of different kinds of things.